Hello.
Hi, my name's Debbie, and I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. I just need to advise this call is recorded for quality assurance purposes. May I speak to the person who requested the call back?
Speaking.
How can I help you?
I was trying to file my unemployment yesterday, and it kept telling me that I needed to call. I tried to do it on the website as well, and it kept giving me that yellow message, the same message as before.
Okay. What is your Social Security number?
416-211-4480.
Okay. Just a second. And your name?
Precious Bonner.
And your birthday?
1/15/85.
And your driver's license number?
828-516, I think. Hold on. 828-5176.
Okay. And your mother's maiden name, last name?
Bonner.
All right. Okay, we need to file a new claim for you.
I did that. We got to do it again. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no. Did you get a transaction number?
Oh, my. Yes, ma'am. But I was on my way on a cruise, and I left it back home. I did write it down.
Bless your heart. You weren't the least bit interested in a transaction code if you're going on a cruise.
I'm so sorry. Goodness gracious. I didn't bring it with me, no.
Do you remember when you did it?
Yes, ma'am. Give me 1 second. I'm look back on my calls on my phone.
Okay.
And I'm sure I can take a picture. I'm scrolling through my
That's okay.
Would they have called from? Okay. I think this is the number right here because I was on the phone with him for 24 minutes. So it was July 1st at 12:36 p.m.
All right. Hold on just a second for me, and I'll be back.
Okay.
Thank you.
they got me out of. She looking up something for me. Yeah, I was saying she's looking up some primitive thoughts. She said the mama jumped in.
they're still looking to see if they can find it. I'm sorry for the hold.
It is okay. Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, what has happened is it changed into quarter two, so that will include the wages that you've earned from the second quarter. That's why you need to open a new claim.
Okay.
Do you have time, or would you like me to call you back in a little while?
No, ma'am, I have time. I just didn't understand how it went if I just opened a new claim last week.
Yeah,
But
I guess I'm not sure how the quarters do, but each time we go into a new quarter, you then have to reopen your claim so that it includes the, like, now it'll include your wages that you earned in your second quarter.
Okay.
So it's complicated, even for me.
It's fine. I'm ready if you are.
All right. Let's go ahead. What is your preferred language?
English.
And do you have any difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
I do not.
All right. And do you understand that knowingly making a false statement and or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud?
Yes.
And do you understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by a fine and or imprisonment up to 5 years and could affect your ability to receive future benefits?
Yes.
Thank you. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No. This is Alabama, correct?
Yes.
Okay, no.
And have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you already filed for regular unemployment and need only to file for trade adjustment assistance benefits?
No.
Thank you. Okay. And will you spell your first name for me?
PRECIOUS.
All right. And your last name?
Bonner. BONNER.
Thank you. Has your name changed since you last filed?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked under a different name in the past 2 years?
I have not.
Have you worked under a different Social Security number in the past 2 years?
I have not.
Can I get a good phone number for you?
256-457-9586.
All right. Thank you. And let's see. Your birth date is 1/15/85, correct?
Correct. Yes.
And your mother's maiden name is Bonner?
Correct.
And is your driver's license for Alabama?
Yes.
Okay. Now, they want to know what race you are.
Black.
And are you Hispanic or non-Hispanic?
Non-Hispanic.
And the highest grade you completed in school?
Associate.
Alrighty. And are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, I have a different.
And did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Thank you. And is your residential country the United States of America?
Yes.
And can I get your residential address?
908 Fairchild, that's one word. Avenue,
okay.
Florence, Alabama, 35630.
35630.
Yeah.
And is your mailing address the same as your residential address?
Yes.
Okay. And what was your occupation?
Assembler.
And will you be looking for work in the same occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And are you a union worker? Do you get your work through a union hiring hall?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
They said July 8th. They said today. They will call us, but I haven't received the call yet.
Okay. Okay. I gotcha. And are you available to work all shifts in your normal trader occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
And since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
One way, probably 25.
All right. And the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
Maybe like 13.
Okay. And are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, ma'am.
Do you own a business?
I don't.
Do you work for yourself?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently working on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for, or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for, or are you receiving a pension from an employer you work for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. Have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government any time between April 1, 2023 and March 31st of 2024?
Say that again. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government any time between April 1, 2023 and March 31st, 2024?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No, ma'am.
All right. And if approved for payment, your option to receive your payments direct deposit in your checking or savings account or a prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you're approved for payment, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
The first one, I said the card. So is it too late for me to stay direct deposit on this one?
No, you can do that.
Okay.
Did you want it to go in checking or savings?
Checking, please.
And I'll need to get your routing and account numbers.
Okay, I'm about to pull it up right now.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay, my account number is 651-6459.
Okay.
And my routing.
All right.
My routing is 0622-05791.
And who was your last employer?
North American Lightning.
And do you have a phone number for them?
Yes, let me Google it real quick.
Oh.
North American Lightning. The number is area code 256.
All right.
314-4200.
All right. And what city did you work in?
Muscle Shoals.
Okay. And the month, day, and year you started working for them?
The month, January 22nd, 2024.
Okay. And the last day you physically worked?
June 26th, 2024.
Oh, that's right. 0027,
And have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation, sick, or holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for a pension? Are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
Okay. You are certifying that your answers are true and accurate, and the law provides penalties for making false statements to obtain unemployment benefits. We match the earnings you provide with wages reported by employers. False answers can result in overpayments and fraud penalties. Do you certify that all your answers are true and correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Okay. Now, it's necessary to verify your identity when filing for unemployment benefits. They put together some random questions that may or may not have anything to do with you. And if it doesn't, don't worry about it.
Okay.
First question. Based on your background, in what city is 1712 Vega Lane? Birmingham, Citronelle, Robertsdale, Tuscaloosa. I've never been associated with this address.
I've never been associated.
All right. Next question. Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Manassas, Fredericksburg, Norfolk, Lynchburg, none of the above.
Norfolk.
Thank you. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 3610 Huntsville Road. 4033 Magnolia Street North, 433 Iota Avenue South, 44 Spring Valley Road, or I've never been associated with any of these addresses.
3610.
Okay, thank you. Now, do you agree that we are filing an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama?
Yes.
And do you certify under penalty of perjury that you are the person whose name and information was provided on this claim and that statements made in connection with this claim are true to the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
And do you understand that it is your responsibility to read and familiarize yourself with the contents of the claimant benefit handbooklet, benefit rights, and responsibilities?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I just have to read you a page of instructions and information, and then we will have you filed.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
You're welcome. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work as well as seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you're required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in interruption of your benefits. An information booklet, Benefit Rights and Responsibilities, contains information on how your claim is determined, instructions regarding your eligibility, and how to file your required weekly certifications. Failure to follow instructions listed in the booklet could cause a denial of benefits. The process you just completed filed your unemployment claim. Filing this claim does not automatically start payments to you. You must complete a certification once a week to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in loss of benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks beginning on Sunday, ending on Saturday. You can file your weekly certification either online through the claimant portal where you click File Weekly Certification button in the home page, or by telephone at 1-800-752-7389. Failure to file and complete your weekly certification as instructed by Friday, 5 p.m. on Friday could result in loss of benefits. Complete your first weekly certification between Sunday and Friday. Whether filing online or by telephone, you will need to remember your PIN. Additional instructions are in the Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities booklet. Exceptions to work search requirements are made for the following. Active union members who've submitted proof of good standing with their union, employees on verified short-term layoff, claimants attending director-approved training. A letter may be mailed to you if you're subject to a possible work search exemption. It's very important you carefully read all information that is mailed to you. If you have any questions, call our inquiry line at 1-800-361-4524 Sunday through Thursday at 5 p.m. to schedule a callback appointment for assistance. Since you're job attached and have an expected recall date to work, you're not required to make a work search, but must be available to return to work upon recall. Any changes to your recall status must be reported by calling our inquiry line at 1-800-361-4524. Do you have any questions?
No, ma'am, not at the moment.
All right. Did you want to write down this transaction number?
Yes, ma'am. I'm sending it to my daughter.
Okay.
Okay, I'm ready for it.
It's 4898.
4898. Okay.
81405.
Okay, I have 4898-81405.
That's correct. And do you need your PIN?
Yes, ma'am.
It's 1985.
85, yeah. Okay, that's the same as last time. Okay. So is the last one, would that be considered void or
No, it just stopped with the new quarter. And then now you're going to pick back up, and it will include two quarters worth of hours instead of just the one quarter.
Okay. All right. Thank you. There's four quarters
in the year. So as each quarter rolls around, you end up having to file a new claim if you're still unemployed. But since you have a job, you just have to go back to work.
Right. Okay.
All right, Darius. Is there anything else?
No, ma'am. You have
All
a good
right.
day.
Thank you.
Thank you, too.
I appreciate it. You have a great day, and thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. Bye-bye.
Yes, ma'am. Bye.